a lot of these people, husbands of these young Japanese wives, were sent up to road camps, and we didn't even know where they were, or they didn't know. They were there at the road camp. But my mother heard about the road camp, that they were in road camps. So when we got ready to go, when we were going on the train, and we knew we were going on the train, and we would be going through these road camps, my mother killed about 100 chickens, and she roasted all these chickens. She made these bags of cookies and Japanese senpai and all this stuff, and had them all ready. And when we boarded the train, we had like hundreds of these roasted chicken and all this stuff, you know, and we got on the train. Well, it turned out to be because we helped the RCMP, you know, with a lot of the paperwork and as a fan. Not only that, they had no place to go to eat. You know, we're in the way out in the country. And so they said to my brother, you know, is there any place that, you know, we could go to eat our lunch, you know? And my father and my mother, my brother said, oh, he said, my mother will roast, she's the best, she roasts these chickens like you can't believe, you know? So my mother we could only sell chicken 25 cents on the hoof. And my mother cooked 25 chicken. And all the RCMP and the staff and everybody would come to our house, and my mother would have baked potatoes and roast chicken and vegetables, you know. Oh, and they paid us, you know, they paid my mother, you know, for that. But she cooked all their meals, I mean their lunches, at our house. When we got ready to go, you know, they gave us the Pullman, the train. And we, our family, were on this Pullman train, and we loaded all this stuff. Everybody was only allowed to carry the 175 pounds of what. They just looked the other way, and we just took all this, you know, all this stuff. And so when we got on the train and we started to go, and, you know, the chicken, second day in, we were going up the Rocky Mountains. And here we see our people. My mother's throwing chicken out the window and all these little goodie bags, you know. And one time we stopped, the train stopped. And here we saw our neighbors. And they just cried. They said, well, how's my wife and how is, you know. And we had to leave them. Well, we didn't know what was going to happen to them, you know. But we were already now going. So we told them, oh, you know, we did what we could, you know, and they're okay, but they will be taken care of. But we had to leave before they did, see. So, but they were so happy, and they were so glad, you know, that, and they said, oh, they got to eat, you know, roast chicken and stuff like that. But all going up the Rocky Mountain, that we and even people we didn't even know, we threw stuff out, you know, because my mother said, oh, you know, they're in the road camps.